Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia. Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 93 of The 80%. Today's episode will be all about credit cards. I'm going to share with you some tips and tricks that I do to control and manage my credit card spending and make sure that I don't go into debt. So, are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. Meron ka bang credit card? Kung meron, then I hope you're able to pay your balance in full every month. That's really the proper way to use a credit card, yung babayaran mo ng buo ang amount due para hindi ka mag-accumulate ng interest fees. Recently, nakareceive ako ng email from a listener at napili ko na basahin ngayon ang sinulat niya because I think maraming tao ang makaka-relate sa credit card concerns niya. So let me now read his letter. Hello Sir Fitz, thank you po sa podcast nyo dahil marami po akong natututunan. Lagi ko siyang pinapakinggan kapag nage-exercise ako. Anyway, sumulat po ako kasi gusto ko pong magtanong ng mga tips sa paggamit at pagbabayad ng credit card. Hindi naman po ako baon sa utang pero hindi ko rin siya nababayaran ng buo every month kaya nagkaka-interest ako. I have 3 credit cards na regular kong ginagamit at parang nararamdaman ko na nagsisimula na akong mahirapan magbayad every month. Alam ko na ideally dapat bayaran ko ng buo ang bill ko. Pero I think almost 1 year nang hindi ko ito nagagawa dahil laging short ang budget ko. Kaya ako sumulat, baka may tips and tricks po kayo na pwedeng ma-share para maiwasan ko na lumaki pa lalo ang utang ko sa credit card. Thank you po ulit and more power. Best regards, Oliver. Maraming salamat Oliver sa email mo and I appreciate it that you reached out to me. At tama ang ginagawa mo, you're trying to manage your debts before pa ito mag-out of control. I'm now going to give you 6 pieces of advice and I hope you find each one useful, okay? First, or number 1. Use credit cards only for convenience. Ang credit card ay hindi extra cash, hindi ito emergency fund, hindi ka gumagamit ng credit card dahil sa reward points. Meron tayo at gumagamit tayo ng credit card dahil mas convenient ito kaysa magdala parati ng malaking pera sa wallet mo. We also use credit cards because it's a simple and convenient way to establish our credit worthiness. It helps banks know us better, and with your good credit history, you can get approved and get lower interests when you apply for a loan. Importante na alam mo at malinaw sa iyo ang gamit ng credit card, so you can use it for the right reasons. So Oliver, it might be a good time to ask yourself, bakit mo ba ginagamit ang credit card mo? I hope you're not using it dahil sa points or sa rewards. Because I've seen friends use this reason as an excuse to do an impulse purchase or to spend more than what they can afford. Those points and rewards are just bonus benefits. Don't make it your primary reason for using your credit card. Nako, sa ganyang mindset nagsisimula ang bad credit card habits. So again, use your credit cards only for its convenience. Hindi siya extra cash, Hindi ito emergency fund. Number 2. Never use it for cash advances. Unlike finance charges on credit card purchases, there's no grace period on most credit card cash advances. Your cash advance starts accumulating interest immediately. Eh ayaw nga nating magbayad ng interest fees, di ba? So, if you need money and you don't have savings or an emergency fund, then try mo munang magtipid sa gastos mo, or magbenta ng gamit, or maghanap ka ng extra income. Kung kailangan mong umutang, check your options for the lowest interest rates. Don't immediately do a credit card cash advance. At wag na wag mong itong gagawin. Don't get a cash advance on a credit card para pambayad sa ibang credit card. Nako, you're just making things worse. Hello everyone, let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to tell you about a free financial coaching video that you can watch online. It's called The Secret to Saving and Building Your Future, and it's presented to you by the IMG Wealth Academy. This video will teach you the proper way to save money, and you'll also learn the 6 steps for building a strong financial foundation. If you're interested to watch this free financial coaching video, then just go to imgwealthacademy.com. Again, that's imgwealthacademy.com. That's it. Now let's go back to our episode. Credit card tip number 3. Assign a specific expense for your credit cards. Ang ibig sabihin nito, decide kung kailan mo lang siya pwedeng gamitin. For example, meron akong credit card na specific for online purchases only. Ito ang gamit ko pambili ng plane tickets, pagbook ng hotel online, at pangbayad sa apps and software. Hindi ko ito ginagamit offline, kaya wala rin ito sa wallet ko at hindi ko siya dinadala sa labas. Meron akong credit card na para lang sa grocery, gamot, at gasolina. May personal rule ako na doon ko lang siya pwedeng gamitin at ito ang nasa wallet ko everyday. Kapag kakain ako sa labas or gusto ko mag-shopping, I simply use my debit cards. Mas madali kong nakokontrol ang gastos ko dahil pwede kong ilimit ang available na pera dun sa debit card savings account ko. Number 4. Call your credit card company. So bakit mo sila tatawagan? You have 3 goals. First, and this is if you have a large balance that you cannot pay, try mo baka pwedeng mag-negotiate for a lower interest rate or a debt settlement plan. I haven't tried this recently, but many years ago, napagbigyan ako ng isang bank dito. May malaking utang kasi ako sa credit card nila, and ang ginawa ng bank, they computed for a fixed amount monthly payment for 1 year dun sa current balance ko, which means hindi na magko-compound yung interest, na usually ang dahilan kung bakit biglang lumalaki ang credit card debts. Second goal for calling your credit card company, ask to move your payment due date 2 to 3 days after you receive your salary. Kung dumadating ang sweldo mo every 5th and 20th of the month, then ask your credit card company na gawing 7th or 22nd ang payment due date mo. This way, pagdating ng credit card bill mo, malamang may pera ka pa na pambayad. And third, request to have a lower credit limit. Because think about it, kung ikaw ay sumisweldo ng 30,000 pesos per month, anong gagawin mo sa credit card na may 100,000 peso credit limit? Temptation lang yan para gumastos. I think it's better to just have 20,000 pesos or kahit same na lang ng sweldo mong 30,000 pesos as your credit limit. As we've mentioned before, changing your environment and setting yourself up for success is an effective way to learn good habits. Number 5. Consider paying every week. I think this might be useful for you, Oliver. Meron kasi tayong notion na once a month lang tayo kailangang magbayad ng credit card bill. And madalas, hinihintay pa nating dumating ang credit card statement natin before tayo magbayad. But what if just set a fixed amount that you'll pay every week? For example, in recent months, you've been paying 5,000 pesos every month on your credit card. What if gawin mo na lang siyang 1,500 pesos every week? Gawin mo siyang habit na every Sunday, nagbabayad ka ng 1,500 sa credit card mo. I believe mas manageable na mag-set aside ng 1,500 pesos every week sa budget mo kaysa mag-prepare ng 5,000 pesos every month. This way, you'll be paying more towards your debt. And you'll actually end up paying less on interest because you'll revolve less credit as you lower your balance every week. Does that make sense? Try it and you'll see that this is a great hack. And number 6, try the debt snowball method. This is perhaps the most popular debt payment strategy. Marami ng resources online that will teach you how to do this. Naisulat ko na rin ito in greater detail sa blog ko, which I will link in the show notes of this episode. It will be hard to explain how to do the debt snowball method through audio, but I will say this. This debt payment strategy has helped a lot of people get out of debt, at kasama ako dun. It's a great system that's easy to follow and very effective if you want to eliminate your credit card debts. The 6 tips I shared may seem to be simple and subtle, but I guarantee that they're effective in helping you to manage your debts. Try them, and I'm sure you'll be pleasantly surprised by the huge difference they'll make. Whether you're trying to pay off your debts, or just simply trying to become better with your spending habits. And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. Kung may natutunan ka today, then please click the follow button for the 80% at i-share nyo na rin itong episode nito sa mga friends mo. Maraming salamat kay Oliver sa pinadala niyang sulat. At kung may tanong or financial concern ka rin na gusto mong sagutin ko in an episode, you can use the contact form on our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. Muli, ako si Fitz Villafuerte at magsama-sama ulit tayo sa susunod nating episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.